Hello. Can people hear me?
MFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO. On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hello. Oh, wait.
Wait, did you have the microphone?
Yeah. Hello?
Wait, talk.
This is,
I can't hear anything. Wait, did you turn RD on?
Yeah. For all we know, the people can hear us right
now.
Yeah,
that would be super awkward.
That'd be really awkward.
That would be really awkward.
But,
bop,
bop, bop, testing, testing. Yeah, I have mic one and four on.
But is the sound on?
What do you mean?
Like, where's mic one and four?
Mic one, mic four.
Huh.
Let's see if our listeners can hear us.
Wait, let's try playing a
song. Oh, my dad said he can hear us.
Oh, okay, so we just can't
hear Okay, everybody, that's really awkward. Our headphones, the feedback in our headphones are not working for some reason. But welcome. It is currently 2:01 in the afternoon, 2:01 p.m. This is Questionable Figures. This is DJ Business and DJ Nanya. She's back. And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I know y'all miss me.
Yeah. The people did miss Elia. I missed Elia. Minor technical difficulties at the beginning of our show. Which is interesting because Spotify, I don't know if
were you guys on it?
Were you guys on Spotify when it crashed the past few days?
Literally freaked out, lost my mind, immediately called my sister because we're on the same plan. I said, can you log into yours? She said, no. So I was like, we got hacked. And then I text our group chat and I'm like, hey, can someone check that my account still exists? And Sophia immediately texts back, like literally within seconds, is like, Spotify's down. I was like, thank God.
I know. We thought that we had all gotten hacked. It was a nightmare. And it got sorted out because I immediately checked Twitter. People were panicking. Hundreds of thousands of other people had their Spotify's down.
Yeah.
I was on my way to the gym, ready to get in a powerful session, you know?
You know.
I was literally...
She was about to lift 210. She was about to break a world record.
Yeah.
Did I say 210? I meant 210 and an extra zero, so 2100.
Yeah, I was about to lift, get my 2100 PR, and I'm about to step into the gym, realized Spotify's down, and walked all the way back home. Because, and the gym's like a mile away, a little less than a mile away.
Yeah. So and you got your workout in.
I got my workout in, yeah. I was like, there's absolutely no way I can go to the gym without music. So I was kind of relieved. I was like, whew, oh my God. Thank God I didn't have to do that today.
Yeah.
But,
I'm shaking a little.
I'm shaking. And it's a beautiful day today.
It is.
In Medford, Massachusetts.
Oh my God, no, it really
it's
is.
It's sunny.
Yeah.
To give you some reference, Elia's wearing, like, a beautiful vintage, like...
Oh, please. You know, I do what I can.
What would you, like, a slip dress?
Yeah, I think it's I found it in the lingerie section, so I'm assuming it's, like, a night slip dress.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, and she only had to wear a little jacket.
Yeah, true.
I'm wearing a t-shirt and a very thin sweater. It's a miracle that we're walking around outside like that. So,
I'm so happy.
I have a...
new loafers, guys.
Oh, yeah, she has these awesome heeled loafers. I saw them and was like,
It's vibes.
With a Z.
We got some good stuff coming up, I think.
Yeah. The first song I'm going to play Birdsong by Grateful Dead live at Vinita, Oregon, because
I'm excited.
It's like a ushering in spring song.
Mm-hmm.
It's feeling very spring outside. The song, you know, birds singing.
Birds and songs.
Some improvisation.
If you guys are lucky, maybe me and Sophia will sing for you.
Oh my gosh.
We do some mean acapella.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
We've like recently been integrated into the acapella scene.
Just like low key. It would be funny if like they were listening. They're like, who the fuck are these? Oh my God, pretend I didn't say that. Who are these girls? I've never heard of them in my life.
I'm trying to recover from.
Yeah, that was awkward. Pretend that didn't happen, everyone.
No one said anything.
Someone asked me to join the Jax and Jills, though.
Really?
Oh my God, I told you about this the moment it happened, and I bring it up, like, way too often, because I think it's really funny, but, yeah, it really happened. They were like, I was singing my little soul out, and you know, I got a little bit of a deep voice. If people can't tell, I've got a deep voice. And then this girl turned around and she was like, "You should trim the Jackson Jills." And I was like, "No, think so."
What a compliment. Just for y'all who don't know, the Jackson Jills are the premier women identifying a cappella group on campus.
On Tufts campus.
Yeah, they're great.
They are 10.
I guess they need a...
Is it alto? What's the deep
tenor?
One?
Wait, isn't tenor like the deepest?
Maybe.
I don't know. We both have good... We both have solid, deeper voices.
Uh-huh. That's what I appreciate. People like about us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over the summer, someone told me that they liked my scraggly voice. And I was like, that's not a compliment.
Scraggly?
I don't know if they called it scraggly. I told you about this, too. When I was meeting someone's aunt, and then they were like, "I love your voice." And I was like, "Oh, thank you." And they were like, "It's so deep and so musky."
So rich.
And then it just... No, but then... No, it got, like, progressively, like, worse. Like, the accent.
It's just, like a just smoker. Stop right there.
And I was like, "Girl, back it up."
Speaking of voice, I like Elliot's voice. I like my own voice, I guess.
Yeah, I like
Which is why
voice.
I'm so disappointed that the feedback in our headphones aren't working, because then I can hear the echoes of what we're saying, and I know how we sound, but alas.
I don't actually listen usually on the headphones. Whenever I do, I'm, like, pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
It's nice to listen, I will say.
Yeah, it is.
Shall we move into the song?
Yeah, let's move into the song. All right.
Alrighty, everyone.
Here's Birdsong by The Grateful Dead.
Amazing.
bird would hear her sing. All I know she sang a little while and then threw on. Tell me all that you know, I'll show you. Snow and rain. If you hear that same sweet song again, you know why. Anyone who sings to me so sweet is passing by. Don't.
once again, the little kitties are over in the tent. I just got a report phoned in from the tent that they're over there calling for their mommies and their daddies who would like them to wander by and say hello to them and let them know that everything's okay up this end. Just keeping the flow on the go.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all. That was Breakage by Stereolab.
Yeah.
We received some feedback that we might have additional technical problems.
Yeah.
But in fact, it was just the song.
Yeah. It's the vibe.
It's the vibe.
Once again, it's just what the song likes to do.
Absolutely.
But rumor had it, everyone needs to tell me if I'm talking loud enough, because rumor has it this mic isn't as loud. That's what I heard.
I'm going to turn up Elliot's mic a little bit.
Just a bit. But maybe I'm being, like, really loud right now. I don't know. Whatever. Let me know if I am.
Let
Call
us
in.
Know.
You can find the phone number online.
Yeah. But actually don't, because we don't know how to answer the phones.
No, but there's a paper somewhere around here. Okay, no. But, like,
oh, God.
Do it if you have something interesting to say.
Something interesting to say?
Like a hot take.
A hot take? I don't know, but mm-hmm. I will say that Stereolab, the group that I just played, is coming to Boston.
Ooh.
October 4th, and I did get tickets this far in advance because...
Oh, my God. You were on it.
I'm on it, because that is a rare, rare occurrence that they're going to be on tour, and I think it's going to be an incredible show, and mm-hmm. Yeah, I was on
it. Take advantage of it while you can.
I was on it.
I've been... I feel like all the artists that I want to see right now... Oh, my God, no, except for we're seeing Aminé.
Aminé.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Spring Fling. That's a good topic of discussion.
Yeah, Spring Fling. Well, that's what I was just thinking about, because I was thinking to myself, what artists do I want to see right now? Because I would... And then I realized all the artists that I want to see aren't having concerts, except mm-hmm. Aminé is now playing at our Spring Fling.
Do you want to explain what Spring Fling is yeah. to the people who don't know?
So whoever's listening and doesn't know what Spring Fling is, it's essentially just like an event where... Well, let's just put it in perspective. Essentially, Tufts, right, because of the past 2 years of COVID, has not had to put on a Spring Fling for the past 2 years. Therefore, they were able to... I think that they were able to use the budget from 3 years worth of Spring Flings in order to get the entertainment for this year, which is why we have such a grand
Spring
lineup.
Fling is a music festival.
Yeah, sorry. Tufts. Except for I don't think it always is a music festival.
Really?
Or, like, usually... Well, usually I think they have, like one or maybe two artists. Like, I don't think it's always... But maybe it is.
I think they usually have, like, two, you know, pretty popular uh-huh. up-and-coming artists coming. Aminé is pretty big.
Aminé is big.
Do you really think that he would
what?
Be valued at 3 years' worth of budgets?
They have a big budget for it, I think.
They do have
like,
a big budget.
Spring Fling's a big budget. But
is Aminé that expensive? Like,
yeah,
could we have gotten Aminé
so.
With 1 year's
I
budget?
Think No. Maybe we would have, but the thing is that, like, he maybe would have been the only person we would have been able
yeah,
to get, you
yeah,
know what
yeah.
I mean? Versus we have four people. And it's not like they're small people.
Who are the other two? Oh, we have Dayglow.
Yeah.
Aminé.
Bia.
Who's,
she's getting pretty big. She's a female rapper.
We can't play her music.
Yeah, but it's good.
Because it's explicit.
I'll give you a taste of it. Bia. That's the song by her. And if you want to know
Wait,
what that song
the
is
famous
called,
song?
It's called Bia.
Oh, nice.
It's
Love
actually
it.
Called Bia. The famous one is the, I put on my jewelry just
to
go to
the
bodega. So she'll be playing. And then we have that person who, like, used to go to Tufts, but now is, like, taking a year off or something.
Yeah, we have a Tufts, we have a Jumbo performing.
Yeah,
and I didn't know who she was, but I looked her up. She has a ton of plays on Spotify. She's famous.
Really?
Famous. Yeah, she's famous.
Look her up.
Yeah, like,
wow. So that's the vibes, I guess, for our Spring Fling.
It's going to be fun.
If everyone has not listened to Aminé's new album, I would recommend it. New being 2021, I think. But
does he have any non-explicit songs in the
no,
album we can play?
I've looked through that. Every time we come here, I look through the album, and I'm like, maybe one of them is not explicit anymore.
Oh, that's a drag.
I know. So sad. Artists need to go back to making... Oh, my God. We need to play the Kidz Bop version of things more often.
I agree that artists should... more regularly make clean versions of their work.
Yeah. Just like just for Pete's sake.
For Pete's sake,
Some of us have radio shows to play music on.
Exactly. Some of us have radio shows.
Yeah.
Some of us are babysitting.
Yeah.
Want to listen to our stuff.
Some of us are babysitting.
My Lord. Some of us are in the car with our parents and just don't want side eyes.
Yeah, my mom will make a comment if I play explicit music sometimes.
Yeah.
But you know who did Lil Nas X.
He made clean versions?
Yeah, because what's that song? The one and it says the F word, but then he changed it. That's what I really want.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. But that makes sense. That's like a hit song. That is a hit.
Noise.
Which we go into our next song.
Yeah, let's go into our next song. This is Elia will be spinning mm-hmm. That Time by Regina Spektor.
This is also a request from a good friend, Nina. But what was crazy, she texted me, Elia, can you play the song? And I said, guess what? I already was going to play it. So I know, right? Kind of cute.
Love it. All right. Yeah. Enjoy.
Okay. I will.
Remember that time when I found a human tooth down on the land sea? Hey, remember that time when we decided to kiss anywhere except the mouth? Hey, remember that time when my favorite colors was pink and green? Hey, remember that month when I only ate boxes of tangerines? So cheap and juicy! Tangerines. Hey, remember that time when I would only read Shakespeare? Hey, remember that other time when I would only read the backs of cereal boxes? Hey, remember that time I tried to save a pigeon with a broken wing? A street cat got him by morning and I had to bury pieces of his body in our building's playground. Hey, remember that time when I would only smoke Parliament? Hey, remember that time when I would only smoke Marlboro? Hey, remember that time when I would only smoke Camels? Hey, remember that time when I was broke? I didn't care, I just bummed from my friends. Bum-ba-bum-ba-bum-bum. Hey, remember that time when you OD'd? Hey, remember that other time when you OD'd for the second time? Well, in the waiting room, I'm waiting for news of you. I hallucinated I could read your mind. And I was on a lot of shit too, but what I saw, man, I tell you what. Thank you.
Hey,
everyone. I love it. We had the indie girl gang back to back. So that was Different Now by Chastity Belt.
Regina Spektor was prior.
Great song.
So I'm going to read our little PSA now. Everyone, I know we all love our PSA moments. Food Not Bombs. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net.
Nice. Mutual aid. We love it.
Yeah. I think this sounds interesting. I did just look them up. They are still a thing for sure. So
okay.
Everyone should check it out.
Awesome.
Yeah. Our next song is Can You Get to That? And yeah, we will get to that right now. Turn it up.
Let's get to it.
Take it lightly, but if you like me, G-O-Y-D. You know that I ain't blind. I can feel the tension even when we're not together, even when we talk on FaceTime. Tell me it ain't wishful thinking. Tell me, girl, I'm not wrong. You know that we more than get along, baby. Thank you.
All right, that was Empire Ants by Gorillaz.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, yo. And it's about time for us to say goodbye.
Aw, sad face.
This is Questionable Figures, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's 2:55 p.m.
Yeah, baby. We hope you had a good time listening. Unfortunately, I will not be here next week again.
I'm alone again. Where are you going, Elia, for spring break?
I'm going to Spain.
España.
And I'm going to Paris for a couple of days.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
You know how it is. When people love to study abroad, I love to visit them.
Absolutely.
That's going to be me next year with Sophia. Guys, next year, Sophia is studying abroad.
I am studying abroad next year.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next time because we have to sign off and I want to play this song.
Yeah.
The last song is Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones. It's a classic. Thought we'd end on like a nice, hype, upbeat note. You know what I mean? Because we're going into the freaking weekend.
Yes.
And then into freaking spring break.
Yes.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Catch you next week.
Guna.
I rode a tank, held a generous rank, when the blitzkrieg raged.